The Viradhanariman story will end soon. Four more episodes to go. It will be tough to say goodbye to a character who is loved by so many listeners. I've lived with this character for decades now. But nothing lasts forever, does it? I think the first thing that came to me was the image of a balloon rising up in the air. Then came the name. Nariman. Virat Nariman. Memories of the Night. The Virat Nariman Story. Virat is a knight who slays dragons to save children. First a child that is not his own, then his very own son. And just maybe, he's trying to save his soul by coming to terms with his own nature. From the fact that you didn't recognize my daughter, I can tell you didn't touch her. But you're part of the system, my friend.
Please, please don't kill me. I beg you. I beg you.
You need to go. Rahman screamed at the top of his lungs. This is the middle of nowhere, my friend. Not even God can hear you. Virat swung the sock to smash in Rahman's nose. You might not believe this, but this time, God's taken a contract out on you, my friend. Slowly and methodically, Virat broke every bone in the man's body, just as he had promised. And when he was done, he chopped his head off and stuffed it into a gym bag. In the aftermath of the Nirbhaya case, I was fuming like a lot of Indians. It was clear to me that punishment which should have been instantaneous for these monsters would be delayed. His Night Begins became a way to channel the toxic anger brewing in me, rage that was directed towards the criminal underbelly and the slow grinding wheels of justice in India that inadvertently protected them. Here was an avatar, not encumbered by morality, who had the skills to deliver instant justice.
Hey everyone, I'm Umesh Barve. I head India Partnerships for Audioboom. I first started interacting with Nikesh in June 2018, I guess. And since the time I heard the concept and then the first episode of Indian Noir, I was totally hooked on to it and was certain this podcast would do great. I'm super happy to see the podcast grow bigger and better over the last 1.5 years now. The content of this podcast is really suffusing, it's crisp, and every episode ends with a cliffhanger. While the story is based in Mumbai, India, the context is location agnostic, so anybody across the globe can enjoy listening to it. Quite frankly, I haven't yet come across any Indian podcast in the same genre, which is this damn dark and thrilling and gripping.
I wrote it as a novel first before it became a hit podcast show. When I first shopped it around, I didn't receive any interest from literary agents. So I self-published it online and it won a lot of critical acclaim. It was praised by Crime Fiction Lover magazine for its terse action scenes and brutal energy, and earned me the tag of the most hard-boiled of Indian crime writers from World Literature Today Journal. I had stopped writing for many years and transitioned into becoming a spoken word artist, recording poems by contemporary poets, which became viral hits on Twitter and won a lot of accolades. This was before the podcasting scene in India really took off, and when I started seeing the rise in demand, I had this idea that I would combine what I was good at in the past with what I was good at in the present. That's how Indian Noir was born, and His Night Begins became the first cab of the rank.
His Night Begins. I don't even know where to begin, because the show has been such a whirlwind and a roller coaster, as Nikesh transports you into Virat. You're literally looking through the entire show with the same level of intensity, the same level of emotion as a father who's just lost his daughter, and with a deep emotional quest to find out and take revenge and also unravel the story of what has happened to his daughter and why it has led to it. Without giving too much away, I can safely say that it is one of the most thrilling and fast-paced shows that I've ever heard. It is completely in line with the rest of the Indian Noir universe, which includes Fear FM and His Night Begins. And of course, Meru on Audible Suno. What has happened is that with the entry of such high production value content in the Indian podcasting scene, we have finally given to the Indian listeners a quality of production, story, entertainment, and thrill, along with horror, that has been unparalleled. And that is the gap that Indian Noir and Nikesh have filled in for the Indian podcasting scene. For me personally, we've reached out to Nikesh to have him on the Passion People podcast, which I run, where I interview people who follow their passion and are making it manifest in tangible ways. Nikesh has been a phenomenal support to the Indian podcasting ecosystem, joining us as part of virtual meetups, discussing key issues that impact the podcasting industry, evangelizing Indian podcasters for international audio festivals like AudioCraft, and making sure that we have the visibility that we deserve. For making amazing content that moves audiences and keeps them at the edge of their chair, and also for taking care of the community. I thank you, Nikesh, for doing everything that you do, and I wish His Night Begins and the entire Indian Noir universe all the best as you head into the season finale of His Night Begins.
I think the enduring popularity of His Night Begins can be attributed to the fact that Indian audiences crave for high-quality genre fiction, and our creative houses don't put out enough of serialized crime and horror content to cater to their needs. That and the character of Virat Nariman. I think the author Sumitha Manikandan described it best in her review when she said that she likes Virat's brand of justice. He is the avenging angel who will fulfill your bloodthirst and your need to avenge vulnerable victims of sex crimes in our society. Praveen stabbed Virat's chest with the plastic object, which promptly broke in two. Praveen cried as he jabbed the damaged half of the pen into his father's body. After a dozen or so blunt strikes, he fell to the floor panting and lay there drooling and wailing softly in a weakened state. "You don't even have the energy to kill a man you hate with all your heart," Virat said as he bent down and placed a hand on Praveen's heaving chest. Virat proceeded to tell his son the true reason for Anya's death and the shocking sight he saw at their family home. Praveen moaned as if his body was being torn asunder when Virat described the final state of his mother's body.
"You did this. You did this,"
he said, squirming on the floor. "If motivation is what you're looking for, then consider this. If you get better, you will have the strength to kill me, a man you hold responsible for the death of your mother and your sister," Virat said as he stood up. "In fact, I will let you kill me if you surprise us all with your inner strength, a strength I know you have," Virat said, extending a hand. The thing I have enjoyed the most about writing and recording and sound engineering His Night Begins is the support of Virat Nariman's adoring fans. And now that the story is coming to an end, I look back fondly at the countless hours I have spent sourcing gunshots and stab wounds and explosions and deeply moving background music to ensure that it accentuates every aspect of the story. I owe everything to Virat Nariman and the host of nightmares in the world he inhabits. He is the reason why Indian Noir is such a success. A chart-topping podcast in every major territory, even conquering international markets where listeners are not of Indian origin. It will be sad for me to let go of these characters, but what is even more important to me is delivering a satisfying ending for my listeners to relish. Storytelling is not a process that can flourish in isolation. It is a dance between the artist and the listener. The bloody rain-swept nights in Indraprastha City are made real by an alchemical reaction triggered by the sound waves reaching the ears of my listeners and their responses to it. Without them, there would only be an eternal night. I look forward to the journey we have ahead of us as we complete this story and say goodbye to Virat Nariman.